Philip Stumpen, PF, Leisure and Care. Today's date is 11/08/2025. Your patient is for Zoe Castellanos. Castellanos spelled C-A-S-T-E-L-L-A-N-O-S. Zoe spells Z-O-E. Date of birth is 03/15/2025. This is a 7-month-old child brought in by mom and dad because of vomiting, diarrhea, fever, and chewing on her fingers, period. Next paragraph. Mom says this has been going on for approximately 4 days. She said child has not vomited today or having any loose several or have any loose tools today. She said child is drinking okay, but is fussy and is chewing on her fingers, period. Next paragraph. Mom says child is term spontaneous batch delivery with no complications. Test child vaccinations up to date. Mom says she has Tylenol and Motrin at home, which she gives the child that helps with the fever, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Next paragraph. Past surgical history is none. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Correction, family history of diabetes. Next paragraph. Social history. Denied smoke exposure. Next paragraph. Medication. Motrin, Tylenol. Next paragraph. Allergies is none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems for review were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, very interactive, very playful. Child is smiling. She has moist mucous membrane. She is chewing heavily on her fingers. Period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T. Normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Oral exam. Child is gingiva. Is erythematous. And mildly edematous. No discharge, no bleeding, no fluctuance, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, undistended, no visible peristalsis, no tenderness of palpation, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules of papules, no vesicles of bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, no edema, no erythema. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is seeding syndrome. Number two is vomiting. Number three is fever. Number four is appetite. Decreased appetite. Number five is diarrhea, period. Child was observed in a clinic drinking with no discomfort, no problem. There was no vomiting while child was in the clinic today, and she spent at least 45 minutes to 1 hour in the clinic today, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is Keating syndrome, number two vomiting, number three fever, number four is decreased appetite, number five is diarrhea. Mom and dad were educated on child's condition, this, which I suspect to be viral as well as teething syndrome. Strongly encouraged to buy the child some Pedialyte. It was given a picture of this, what Pedialyte looks like and the colors that usually most kids prefer. They said they will comply. She was strongly encouraged to feed the child Pedialyte when she's fussy and is not taking the normal milk that she usually gets, period. That is not a concern today. This child has nice, moist mucous membrane. She is smiling. She is happy. With no evidence of severe illness, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication. Orgel applied to gum 3 times a day for pain, number 1, 2. Next medication, Zofran, 4 milligrams. Mom advises cut the Zofran in half and give child only one half of the 4 milligrams under her tongue. Strongly encouraged to increase fluid. To come back to the clinic, if worse, go to nearest emergency room if we are closed, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, but they have none, end of dictation.